Welcome to the podcast that opens to the Akash of our human blueprint, so we can be supported to align in our signature and truth, to live and create as the divine, multidimensional humans we are. I hope you enjoy the transmission.
Every new moon and full moon opens a gateway that gives us a chance to come into alignment with our divine human blueprint, to access more vibrationally the resonances, the divine resonances, to access more vibrationally the divine qualities that support us remembering oneness. In the myriad ways, we're here to remember this. So this new moon, let's just focus on what's coming in. This new moon is a manifesting gateway. And there is a massive emphasis on the dissolution of duality. You've got all these twos and ones, twos into one, twos into zero, re-emerging as one. There's all these opposites, these polar opposites come together. And one of the most beautiful polar opposites that's been coming together is when polar opposites come together, we dissolve the distance between two points and we bring them into a singularity, which is a zero point. And what's happening with the manifestation is there's an opportunity to be resting in the manifestation that is happening. So the point between here and now, and there and then in our futures, to bring those two points together and this in this gateway, to rest in that point of singularity and to be allowing the highest possible resonantial vibration, vibratory reality creation. So there's lots of words in that sentence, but allowing the highest possible reality creation, shall we just say, as we bring ourselves into the highest aligned resonance and we vibrate with the reality we're creating. We're vibrating with a point in the future here in the now. So we're dissolving the distance between this moment and a moment that physically we're going to experience in a chronological timeline further along. In the area specifically of what I keep getting is our careers and our creations. So we're in a gateway for manifesting from our career and our creation, the highest aligned dream of our true creative purpose. So that would be like saying our soul purpose. We're in a gateway, we're aligned with manifesting a creation or a career move that's aligned with our soul purpose. So that's one point for this lunar gateway. We're also supported to align with the most loving outcome, not outcome, because that's just finality, the most loving, I want to say picture, manifestation in relationships, in our loving, intimate, personal relationships. This is partner relationships. That doesn't mean we have to have one, you know, but where are we in that story? And it's bringing those career and the relationships together and also geographical location. So we're aligned, and that might doesn't mean we're going to move. It might mean that we're just checking that we're in the right geographical location for the future we want to manifest. So it's like the future we want to manifest, the career or the creation, the person we want to be with while we're in that picture of our ideal career creation, and the place we want to be in. Now, it's not a specific point moment in our future, but there are like specific snapshots, if you like, that capture the resonance of a future creation that's live in our fields now that we get to vibrationally rest in, and that's supported in this lunar gateway, which isn't just today. It's going to be across this lunar phase, but the energies open up today. So between now and the full moon, we're going to be supported in this, but there's this kind of intensifying today with the new moon, of just being able to land in this picture, as though that moment in the future, or that future picture snapshot, is here in our field and we're resting in it, and it's transforming us vibrationally. We're allowing ourselves physically to drop in. So it's a very physical vibrational activation, this lunar gateway and this lunar phase, this whole lunar cycle. There's a lot of emphasis on clearing the fascia of the body from constrictions that are connected to tightness and constrictions, those crunchy bits that are connected to the crunchy bits, but old stories based in duality in our career, duality in our relationships, and duality in, well, when we think about geographical location, it's all about logistics, it's practicality, it's planning, it's sequencing, it's action, it's direction, setting goals, it's dealing with all of those things that support a body from getting from A to B, from one place to another place, or if we're not moving, that support us in staying in the place we're in. But there are practical considerations. So there's lots of duality stories dissolving, and they're dissolving from our energy fields, but our energy fields at the level of the fascia in the body. So that's really quite dense physical energy, where there's transformation happening now, or supported to be happening now. So these gateways and the themes we bring, it's not that everyone's going to have the same experience or everyone's going to work with the same thing. It's just that these are like the notes that are lighting up in our human blueprint, our collective human blueprint, as we collectively evolve. There are certain gateways that open in our blueprint that where we're supported to have that oneness realization in specific areas of our human experience, in specific areas of our lives. That's why we give these updates. So the reason some of us may be having physical experience or called to go through physical healings and clearings, or to work with our body in ways that we might not have felt we needed to before, is that the vibration that aligns us with our future creation, so what's being supported this lunar phase in our careers and our relationships and in our physical location, geographical location, is like that vibration that aligns us with that. That's the level where we're going to be vibrating with that. That's what's emerging in our field at the moment. Like the body wants to vibrate with this. That's to vibrate with something is to come into resonance. So we were coming into resonance with, and that's the offering and the opportunity to physically come into resonance with our ideal future in these major areas. Not just these major areas, but these are the ones where the spotlight's really focused this lunar phase. So I just want to see what else wants to come through on this, because I think that really sums it up. And I don't know if there's much more to be said, but let's just have a little look and see what's. Yeah, there's a lot of duality stories in terms of our inner masculine and our inner feminine that are dissolving from where we've been holding on to them in our bodies, so that we can have that. There's a real accelerated speeding up dissolution of old stories in relationship, in the area of relationship. And we're not all in polarized man-woman relationships, but in terms of our inner masculine and our inner feminine, how are they relating? What's going on with that? That's where the clearing's happening, not really in kind of external people, but internal stories that we've carried about our inner masculine or our inner feminine, and they're transforming at a very physical level. So we're letting go of some of the vibrations that have been stuck in physical parts of the body to do with that. Very graceful. There's a lot of support for this phenomenal divine intervention in these stories, because I don't know about the because, but we're very supported. It's like we're not having to relive. There's no real call to relive the traumas of the past so that we can clear them from our fields. It's more like we touch down lightly in them. We might notice Oh, right. I have a belief about what I can expect from a relationship, and that comes from the past. Oh, I've just seen that. Boom, it can go. It's getting easier and easier and easier just to bring the light of conscious awareness to something as it fleets across our attention and goes, hello, I might not be in resonance with the future you're trying to create. Do you want to have a new belief about this or that or the other? Right. Well, if you do, now is a great moment for the vibration that's currently held in your body to be supported to vibrate its way out of your field. So it's not enough always when we're changing out, when we're re-scripting our templates, when we're rewriting our stories, when we're recoding ourselves, it's not enough to just have a new belief. The belief is always attached to a vibratory activity that's happening in our physical or our emotional fields. And with this year, the emphasis on the collective emergence of the higher mind, which is like pure awareness, helping us to dissolve small mind. I'll talk about more about that in a minute. Mind and body are kind of happening to each other together very much, very, very much. So it's like, as we're spotting beliefs that we want to rewrite because we notice that they're not in alignment with the beautiful future that we know is kind of in our fields that we're vibrating with, it's our bodies are being cleared from past traumas where the memory of old realities is stuck and still telling us, hey, this is happening now. Hey, this is happening now. This trauma is still happening right now. When a trauma has happened and it doesn't clear from the field, what happens is there's a part of our intelligence is always getting that information of not this happened in the past, but this is happening now. And that's why it's not enough to just change a belief. See, if we try and tell ourselves we know something, we can see beyond a limiting belief. But somewhere in our field, the vibratory activity of that old belief is still happening. We can't overwrite it because the system is going, but sorry, this is actually real. You can't tell me it's not real. I'm experiencing it at some level. So the stuck vibrations from the traumas of our past quite often have to be lightly touched or gently triggered so that we get to feel them and they get to move and they get to re-respond from a more awake place, from a more enlightened place, from an adult place, if we were children when they happened, or just from a place of allowing our responses to be exactly as they are, so they can move. That's enough. You know, and we don't always have to bring the light of awareness to absolutely everything that's transforming in our fields. Collectively, that would not be supportive. We haven't got time. We're in a quickening. So there's the reason I talk about that is that the phenomenal divine intervention supporting us to dissolve trauma from the fascia and similar connected levels of our physical bodies right now is because we are in a collective quickening. We're many of us in a very personal quickening. And when we're in this kind of quickening, there just isn't time to go and visit every old story from the past and go, oh, yeah, what do I need to learn from that as a realization here? So on a soul to-do list, there's realizations we can't pass by. There's realizations where the soul said, no, you've got to come. No, you've wandered off from this, but I'm going to bring you back. You've got to get the gift. You've got to have the realization. Okay, and that's when we really find ourselves going, well, why am I stuck here? You know, with these core issues that come back again and again in different ways. And we, you know, get exasperated thinking, well, I've done this, haven't I? You know, and those are our core soul to-do list issues where we just get dragged back until we really got the gifts at every level we're meant to get them at. But for a lot of other stuff, it's just enough to be supported, to let this clear, to let what's clearing clear. And one of the most beautiful ways of doing that is focusing on the beauty of what's coming in, focusing on the truth of what's emerging, and recognizing the divine I am that we are as it manifests in beautiful ways, mundane ways, physical ways, ways that it shows up in our daily life, allowing that divine awakening not to be a kind of a remote experience somewhere internally in our consciousness, but to show up as a gift that opens doorways in I needed to go to the bank and do this. I needed to go shopping and do this. I needed to organize that. And it all seemed impossible. But when I got out of the way, everything fell into place. Now, that's what I mean by logistical support. You know, the planning and the sequences. A lot of people at the moment, as they're opening to the, I'm noticing, it's just what I'm perceiving, obviously, but as we're opening to the higher mind functionality, which is the mind that functions from a place of connectedness. So it's where a mental capacity that opens out when we realize at this level, at the head level, that I'm not my thoughts, I am connected, I'm one with all that is, I'm not this separate unit of consciousness banging about in the dark. There's a part of the mind that's held, it's been overburdened. It's had to do more than it was ever intended to. And it's had to hold on to everything, to hold everything in the, you know, we have to manage something. You've got a big project, you've got to manage something. And it's like there's so much to do and you're trying to hold it all in your mind. You think, well, I've got to remember this and I've got to remember that and I've got to figure out how that connects to this. This connects to that. And then what comes first? Do I do that? And you know, when it starts to hurt, there's a lot of that I'm seeing reflected to me at the moment, of kind of, how do I say it? Like bits of the mind that are breaking down, old ways of managing, I want to say overthinking things, but that's too really vague in general. It's like, there's a higher functionality coming in. Never mind what's dissolving. There is a higher functionality coming in where there is, rather than holding on to everything in conscious awareness and trying to remember it all at once to see how everything fits together, there's an innate intelligence that knows how everything fits all together, knows that it doesn't fit into conscious awareness and our thoughts and what we have in the front of our brains, and is taking over and very gently trying to get us to let go of doing things the old way. Now, we could really overthink this, but where it shows up is when we find ourselves breaking down in overwhelm, under pressure, feeling like we've got more on than we can manage, suddenly unable to think our way through a problem that normally we could. These are all signs of, just some signs of that mind, the old mind breaking down, because there is a higher functionality. And it's, yeah, I think there's so much could be said on that, but I want to leave that there for now and just point at it, because this is going to go on all year. This is the emergence of the higher mind is going to continue throughout 2022. And it means the death of the small mind, the emergence of the higher mind. And I know I had a symptom of this myself, just to briefly interject with a story, but I went to an art gallery exhibition not so long ago, and I always used to be really fluent with art critiques. You know, I could walk into a seminar, an art critic seminar, and I could just hold the floor. I could just walk in and talk and join any conversation, join any discussion and wake up. And I always come alive with that. It was always one of my areas where I thought I knew myself. I thought I had this gift. I found myself in a gallery a couple of weeks ago, and there was a beautiful piece of work, and it lit me up inside. And I thought it was full of things that I really connected with, that were deep themes, a part of my personal repertoire of, oh, this is important to Lucy. And the guy was really lit up by my interest, you know, and he could see he wanted a conversation. And I kind of thought, great. I went to say something, and my brain just, there was no mind there. What came out was, it's good, I like it. That's what I said. It's good, I like it. Like, I could have, and I was like, okay, maybe I'm just having a moment, you know, and no, 20 minutes later, nothing, it's good, I like it. And I was like, where have I gone? Where's my brain gone? And there is this dissolution of the identifying with some of our, oof. Yeah, there's a dissolution of identity and identifying with some of the, shall we say, cognitive prowess in the mind, the things that we thought we were really good at, the things we thought we knew, the things we thought we held the floor on. There's a dissolution being encouraged of identifying with that. So anyway, for me, that was one of many symptoms of this dissolution of mind that's going on. So what emerges with the dissolution of small mind and the emergence of higher mind is clarity. And what comes with clarity is the refined, reborn inner masculine that's in divine marriage with the inner feminine. So if you can think of the inner feminine as where our essence lives, the who we are, which we find and contact in beingness. And we could think of the inner masculine as what brings that into form. And of course, there's so much more to both of those. But here and now, this is the characteristics of the inner masculine and the inner feminine that are alive. What brings our essence into form? What gives it shape? And this emergence, the divine masculine and its role of bringing us into form as we rebirth who we are in the world, reshaping our careers, reshaping our relationships, reshaping what we're doing to bring it into alignment with why we're doing it. And I don't want to say too much more on that, because I think there's some mysteries and gifts yet to emerge this lunar cycle. And I'm looking forward to going in deeper with some of the things that have shown up just today. But I think there's quite a lot to unfold for us to support us fulfilling our soul purpose in dynamic ways, in partnership, in love and with love. So that's what's come through today. And there's no channeling right now. There's no meditation. There's just an energy update. And perhaps over the next few days, we'll see if there's more to come in support of these themes that are just showing up with this gateway for this new moon. So here's to our continuing transcending of duality in all the areas of our lives and remembering the fullness of who we are, bringing our soul dreams into action and living our truest creative purpose, knowing we're supported, knowing there's divine intervention that's making it easier than it needs to be for us, you know, than it could be otherwise. And when I talk about manifesting, this being a manifesting gateway, I always talk about manifesting as the biggest co-creation here. And the biggest dissolution of polarity with this gateway has been the dissolution of the difference between the personal self and what the personal self would manifest and the divine self, shall we just say, because there is no personal self, and divine self is just the whole self. And there's been an emphasis on how we're manifesting this year collectively as the whole self. Not having a personal objective that's fighting with our divinity, not having a sense of a personal that's different to the divine, but what's this whole self that's manifesting? So rather than manifesting being something we construct from the mind, what do I want? Rather than manifesting being something where we go, I haven't got this, there is a problem, I'd like to fix it, I'd like more of, being a case of what's the reality in highest alignment with the truth of who I am? And how do I identify this? Well, joy, excitement, what lights me up inside. Okay, there is a manifestation already known in my connected heart. And this is what's vibrationally present in the field. This is what our fascia and our body energetics are being brought into vibratory resonance with. We don't have to think it up. We've been working on this. It's known. It's not suddenly appearing over the next 24 hours. And if we don't get it quickly, it will miss it. What we're manifesting for ourselves in these huge areas of career, relationship, geographical positioning, we've been working on for a long time. and they're known in us. So it's a listening manifestation. It's a trusting that manifestation is happening, and it's a getting out of the way to say, yes, I am one with the highest vibrational I that I am. I allow the manifestation that's emerging in my field now, and I welcome that vibratory resonance in my physical body that puts me in alignment with it in a grounded, embodied way. That's what's supported here now, love. So that's what I've got. Let's just see if there's channelings or messages or meditations over the next few days that, as I say, are supporting some of those themes that have just come. Bye for now, and thank you so much, love.
I hope you enjoyed the transmission. To find out more about Blueprint Cash sessions, or maybe join the live events, you can go to infinityresonance.com and get in touch.